what's up? This is Josh from JustUsGeeks.com, and you have stumbled upon episode 131 of the Just Us Geeks podcast. Here with me for episode 131 is one Jamie Hanna.
Hey, Josh.
How's it going?
Going really, really good. Have you had a good day?
That's debatable. That's really debatable, but that's okay. Well, it's fine. It's
way
fine.
To start it out positive.
Yay, positivity.
Good job, Jamie. Wrong question.
It's fine. Nah, it's fine. It'll be fine. I tell you what, one thing's really bothering me. I still don't have an iPhone 6 Plus yet, and that's almost like sacrilege at this point in time. There's not really a whole lot that I can do about it, except just kind of hope that I stumble upon one.
Saga is wearing me down for you guys.
Yeah. just let it be known that Walmart is the devil, and I hope they can't process their upgrades. And by upgrades, I mean hundreds of billions of dollars that they've gotten from enslaving corporate America. So that went a little political there for a minute. Anywho, we've got a good bit to talk about tonight on episode 131 of the Just Us Geeks podcast. So, Tweet the Geeks, that's going to come back when I'm done doing this play and my life returns to normal. So just so you know, we have not forsaken you, the internet and Twitters and everything else like that. But when everything returns to normal around here at JustUsGeeks.com, then Tweet the Geeks will return and everything will be fine. What I can tell you is we do have a lot of great content over at JustUsGeeks.com. So one thing you should definitely do is you should just take your little fingers and start typing on your keyboards, on your phones and your computers, and go over there to the old JustUsGeeks.com. Really, we've got awesome new stuff for you every single day. So
if there's anything you'd like to see on the website, too,
oh yeah,
we have
man.
A couple
let
of new
know.
Writers who are looking for ideas. So just
yeah.
shoot us an email.
Please let us know. Always on Twitter at Justice Geeks. And we'll go from there. Before we talk about Fall TV and Bill Cosby, there's like two or three things that I wanted to mention. So here we go. All right. Not really. I'm not really going to do that. It's not really going to be Utopia. Although it could be in our hearts. It's been Utopia on my TV this week. Anyway.
I know that if I say anything about it, positive or negative, it's just going to egg you on. So
I'm saying,
silent about
you should
it
just
week.
Watch it. Oh my gosh. I ate half of a chocolate pie and watched it last night. And it was divine. Both of those things. Special thanks to our friends, Tim and Carson. And I heard that was good. They always give us some really great love on their show, and they're super good guys. So, thanks, dudes. You're the best. And I will be on an episode of I Heard That Was Good very, very soon.
Awesome.
I'm totally stoked about that.
That's,
so
that's a good podcast.
Yeah, man, they're the best. Those guys are the best. And speaking of good things, our friends from the Southern Pop Culture Convention have decided, what the heck, let's do it again. I can just tell you this. I am really, 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 really stoked about June 27th and 28th, 2015, at the Mississippi Trademark in Jackson, Mississippi, for SoPooCon 2. It's going to be awesome. Going 2 days this year. Our friends Greg and the folks there are awesome and have asked us to come back. So I'm looking forward to that. And not just that. Not just that.
I mean, one more thing.
Yeah, it's look, Tim Cook, this is how you do it right here. Not only are they doing the Southern Pop Culture Convention in Jackson, but they're going to do Louisiana Comic Con February 21st, 2015 at the Bossier Civic Center in Shreveport, Louisiana.
Are you going to go to that?
I'm going to be in that, I think. So, it was nice to be the MC for SoPooCon, and I'm hoping we work things out so that can be the case for Louisiana Comic Con. That way I can take my friends with me that play music like this, and I'd be like, hey, what's up? I'm just going to do your emceeing at your cons and stuff. So, I'm great. I have Zydeco on demand. So, definitely keep those dates in mind for interesting cons and fun stuff coming up. You can find out more about their website pretty soon as it's coming up. So, I'm totally stoked about that. The geek community is totally alive and well, and man, it's just awesome to be a part of so many great things. So I'm totally stoked. So definitely check out our friends Tim and Carson at IHeardThatWasGood.com. You can tweet them at IHeardThatWasGD on Twitter, and check out the Southern Pop Culture Convention in Jackson and Louisiana Comic Con. Any old who. Be glad those folks are our friends, because we would have had to have charged them like $5 for me to do that,
mm-hmm.
or something like that.
Mm-hmm. It gets ridiculous. I know, man. Our rates are
tough. Rates are so low. So let's talk a little bit about fall TV. Since we're a good weekend, some things have come back. Some things have started. Let's just talk really quickly. I know our episode was dedicated to what we thought was going to happen last week. So now this week we've gotten some answers. So, Jamie, have you seen any of the new TV of the fall TV?
It's like you don't know me. Of course I've seen the new fall TV.
Okay. So what?
Do you want to start, Steen?
I would like to start with Gotham.
Okay. I'm glad, because I've been dying to know what you... Josh and I, we used to talk about TV a lot, but now that we podcast together,
we don't do that anymore.
We save it.
Yeah.
We save it for the podcast, so I have no clue how he felt about it.
Well, you go first, and then I can ruin it.
Well,
that's how this works.
Okay. It met and surpassed my expectations. Some of the things that I thought were going to be good about it, not so much, but then there were things that could have gone poorly that went well. The acting was totally solid. You mentioned Donald Logue last week, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everything he's in is good. So I thought he was awesome. Jada, who we know I hate, did not disappoint. She is a caricature. She followed through with that. My main problem was I felt like they tried to do too many characters in the premiere. It kind of turned it into Once Upon a Time in Gotham a little bit for me. But overall, I thought it was gritty. I liked the violence. I thought that they took it to the next level. And the dude who plays the Penguin is fantastic.
Is that it?
And now you tell me you hate it all. Tell me you love Jada Pinkett Smith. Just go ahead.
You know, I said this to Dan after I'd seen it. The origin story of Batman is probably, I'm not going to like put money on it or anything, but I would think it's probably the most widely known superhero origin story of all time. Mainly because over the last 25 years, we've seen it done and redone and redone and retold and repictured and reimagined. This is a thing that we've seen so many times over and over. This was the poorest telling of it to date.
Explain.
Well, I'm sorry, but I didn't buy any of it. The motivations were all wrong by the folks that were involved in those scenes. And I don't like how they are setting this story up to go. They're setting their series up based solely on who killed Bruce Wayne's parents. And it was a mess. The whole thing was a mess for me. The dialogue was bad. It was poorly acted. Old Mr. Wayne, not old Mr. Wayne, but Bruce Wayne's father, he was shot in the shoulder. No way he would have been dead in like 2 seconds. you know, like there's no struggle. There's no, I don't know. They took the magic out of this story for me. Not that there's really any magic involved, but it's blatant. They're trying to set this, the killer up to be a big bad. And, I know I have said, and Jared, Brandon, and Marty and I have said multiple times on the Justice Geeks podcast that we're just tired. We were just tired of seeing this story. You know, I think the thing that is most exciting about Batman v Superman is that we're not getting this origin story. We're finally getting a Batman property that's just boom, Batman.
Right.
Because it's done and overdone so much. They did it very poorly. They did it very, very poorly. The kid's bad. Bruce Wayne is bad. I'm not a fan of Alfred. Maybe it's just because I've gotten to be so used to Michael Caine. Wasn't a fan of Alfred. Jim Gordon's bad. Bullock. Whose character is interesting in the comics. In the comics, Bullock, like, there are a couple of tellings of Bullock, but like the main overarching character trait of Bullock is that he is crooked and clumsy, and that he, in his crookedness, can clumsily ruin things for Jim Gordon. And it's not going that way, I don't think. I'm not a fan at all of how they've done this. Did I think the guy who played the Penguin was great? Yes, but he can go back to Fallout Boy now and sing in that band because it looked like that's who he fell right out of. I don't know. There were far too many people they tried to introduce. I mean, flipping Poison Ivy. Really? We had to introduce Poison Ivy in the first damn episode of this thing? And Catwoman? I mean, come on, man. Not just the fact that you could blatantly see Selina Kyle at every place she was perching and hiding from. It was just poorly done. And I guess my biggest thing to me was it just didn't look like Gotham City. It just didn't. It looked like something else. I don't know. And then it felt very Fox-ish to me.
Yes, it did. And I mean, they had to cast a wide net because they're trying, they have too many different audiences they're trying to please, but yeah. Somebody's going to wind up.
Well, it's blatant, I think, that they're going to try to Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. this thing with the new properties, like with the new movies and things like that. I think we might see the other DC characters pop up at some point in time in this story, but. Like, I think if they can use that to their advantage, they're going to try to. It just wasn't poorly. It was poorly done. The writing wasn't great. There wasn't really anything that I personally enjoyed about it. It got better as it went along, but I could take it or leave it.
Do you think you'll keep watching it?
I'll have to keep watching it for podcastery reasons. But if I were a Batman fan, no, I absolutely wouldn't watch it. I said to Emily in the middle of it, I was like, huh, I didn't know this was like supposed to be a crime drama. It felt like it took a Law and Order turn in the middle of it somewhere. And I don't know. I was expecting the Gotham. I don't know. It didn't do it for me.
I was prepared for that. I'd read a couple of reviews that said it almost looked like a procedural, like there were gonna be aspects of that, mm-hmm. you know, and that's a whole other audience that they're trying to capture. So
it is.
Maybe it's a little messy, you know.
It is very messy.
I thought it was good overall. I was kind of surprised.
I'll be interested to see where they go with it. I just don't know what they can do with it. You know, they're not going to be able to introduce new people every single week, and when they do introduce people, they did it so poorly. And like, yes, we know you're supposed to be Poison Ivy.
Right.
We get it. Okay. Yeah. It's move on. I don't know. They didn't hook me. I'll have to watch it, but they didn't hook me. That's just me. So do you think there are redeeming qualities?
Yeah. I mean, A couple of the reviews that I'd read had said that the pilot wasn't very strong, but the episodes 2 and 3 were a lot better. So
I think that I actually ended up seeing more of episode 2 than I had the first one, I realized as I watched it. Mm-hmm. So I'll be interested to see episode 2.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't think they needed all those character introductions.
No, it was way too many. Way too many. And also it was like this was a big problem that my son Carter had with it. Like he didn't like how, like they said the word, they called him the Penguin 3 times. Like they wanted to make sure you knew. And Poison Ivy, it wasn't enough that her name was
Ivy, exactly. And she had red hair. But exactly. Let's find as many plants as we can possibly get and put them around this child.
Exactly.
Oh my gosh.
So it's like, we got it. God, give us some credit.
But. Yeah. And then the whole, he walks like the Penguin at the end. It's just, it was very comic-y. But I think they tried to make it too serious. If they had just gone comic-y with it instead of overly serious, I think it would have been okay. I don't know what they're wanting it to be. I could not tell from episode 1. I think this show will be so vastly different by the end of the season and season 2, if it gets that far, than we see now. So I really don't know. The kid is Bruce Wayne is bad.
He's not
good. He is supposed to be Batman. That kid is not believably going to be Batman. And I know the dialogue written for him was poor, but still, come on, man. It was bad. What else did you see that you did like?
That I did like.
Mike stand problems.
What?
Mike stand problems.
Oh. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., because Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. was so good with the season premiere, it kind of gives me hope for Gotham, because I dropped out of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. just a few episodes in last season.
Like most people did.
And then I kept hearing it got better, and I never went back and rewatched it, but I was like, I'm going to jump in, give this season premiere a chance, and if it's good, I'll go back. It was phenomenal.
Yeah.
It blew my mind. And like 20 minutes from the end, it was like, there's Joss Whedon. Like you can tell it's a Whedon production. Like there was a point. It visually, it was stunning. The way they, Absorbing Man, it blew my mind.
Their budget got ramped up a little bit for season 2. I mean, I was also one of those that I went to the premiere at the library, mm-hmm. was kind of on board with it. And then I fizzled out watching it because it fizzled. But, you know, they did such a good job with the connecting universe to what was going on. And it was written really well at the end of the season. Mm-hmm. So I was okay with it. I felt really dumb that I stopped watching it. It was so good. I haven't seen season 2 premiere yet, but I'm so looking forward to it.
You'll love it. It totally redeems itself.
Yeah. Well, the season 1 finale was so great to me that they have nowhere to go but up. But Joss Whedon's the man. He's totally the man. And all the right people are attached to this now, so it's perfect.
Have you watched anything else that you
I watched the season premiere of The Middle because it is my favorite television show. And I just love that show. There's not a thing about that show that I don't like. It's the year of Sue for our dear family there in the middle, and it's just, I love it. It's such a good show. Everything about it is good. That's actually all that I've gotten to see. I have a lot of DVRing to do over the weekend, but please tell us what else you've seen that you've really enjoyed.
Well, there's nothing else I really enjoyed. That's.
Oh, no.
This is the part that gets me. I watched Forever, which mm-hmm. I was very excited about because I love Yoan Griffith. But about 20 minutes in, I realized that I don't love him as an actor because he's not a good actor. He's a terrible actor. He's just very attractive. The show was bad. The writing was bad. There are plot holes, like, nobody's business in this show, and they're the kind of plot holes that I don't think they're even going to try to go back and fix. Like, it's not a J.J. Abrams thing where they're because there's no way for them to fix it. It's just,
well, it can't be any worse than Scorpion.
I didn't get to see that.
Oh, I've there I've seen so many poor things about this show online, and Dan watched it and talked about how horrible it was. That won't last very long at all. I think, unfortunately, there's a lot of shows on right now that won't be on in a month.
Yeah.
So we'll see who they are, but what else did you see that was not great?
I watched the Modern Family premiere, and I was underwhelmed.
Really? Why? Because we've seen it all before?
Because they can't. There's nothing new. There's nothing. The only thing that's left that's always uniquely funny to me is Cam and Lily's interactions, but they've overplayed this whole Sofia Vergara is hot business. Yes, we know. But she's also a great, great actress.
She's a very good actress.
She can play all kinds of other things. And it's like all of the jokes always seem like they're about that. And this was even worse because it's not only is she hot, Jay is old. Like, yes, duh.
Yeah, okay, we get it.
Write us a
script. He's been old. Yeah.
He's been old for a long time.
Maybe, I don't know. Maybe we should put her on like a rotating table and put her on display for all of the world to see. Maybe that would be good. Modern Family has been hit or miss for me for about a season and a half. So I don't really know. Like, it's one of those that I can watch it when I have a moment during the week. Like, it's like, I'd like to watch Modern Family. So I don't know. I did see, and I did not know this until I saw this clip, from the Ellen show, that like Ellen does this thing that whenever Eric Stone Street is on her show, she scares the crap out of him in some way. And it is the funniest crap you've ever seen with like clowns and people in dog costumes and all kinds of ridiculous stuff. Like she finds the craziest ways to scare Eric Stone Street. And so he agreed to come back on the show and had people come out with him. It was like, you're not, I can't believe I even came back. You shouldn't do this to me. It's horrible. And so she was like, no, no, nobody's going to come from backstage and scare you or anything else like that. So they're having their, they're just having this their interview. They're doing their interview. And this clown pops up out of the middle of this table that's sitting in between the middle of them. And he screams like a girl. And it's the best thing I've ever seen on TV. I love Eric Stone Street. He is always what makes Modern Family to me. And the appearances with Nathan Lane, because he is hilarious.
Yes.
Although Phil Dunphy is one of my spirit animals. I love Modern Family. I hope it is always on for me to watch new. But if it's not, I'll be happy watching it on Netflix.
Yeah.
It's a great story. They've done a great job with the show long term. But it's pretty apparent we need to stop giving them Emmys now.
Yes, we should be through with that.
Yeah, that should probably be the last ones they get, which is fine. I love that whole cast. It's the best ensemble cast I've ever seen assembled for just about anything. It's a great show, and don't get me wrong, I'm not knocking Modern Family, but per comedy wise, the ratio of comedy in 30 minutes as compared to Modern Family and other shows, I would say the middle for me is probably funnier in every episode than Modern Family.
I've never watched that show.
Oh my God.
I had no idea you liked that show.
I love the middle. It's Mike, is the janitor from Scrubs. You ever see Scrubs?
Yeah. And Patricia Heaton's in it, right?
Yes, and she's awesome. And the kids are just amazing. It's one of the best shows I've ever seen.
What's the premise?
It's just they're a family they're a middle class family in like Indiana, and their kids are in school and they live their lives. It hits home with a lot of people that are just normal folks. It's a great show. It's definitely worth checking out. I did notice as I was watching the middle that this new show Blackish came on.
Yes.
How horrible is that? I mean, like, everything I've seen about it is just people are just dogging the crap out of this show. Lawrence Fishburne is in the show.
Yeah.
Why is he not working on Hannibal? Why is he not worried about Hannibal?
Well, you know, that was a big thing at the end of the season was speculation that his character did die in the finale because he is. I also think he's like a producer on Blackish, but then somebody worked out the logistics of it, and he can technically do both shows. So I was like, well, maybe
he better be in Hannibal this season. He better not be dead. I mean, I expected him to be dead at the beginning of the season. Ha ha ha. Spoilers if you haven't seen Hannibal. But I don't know. I saw a little bit of it with him in there and I thought, no. No. This doesn't work. It doesn't work for me. I don't know, like the time slot that they have it in, and they're comparing it with the Goldbergs, which if you have not seen, is a pretty flipping funny show.
That's a great show, yeah.
I don't know how long it's going to be around, but it's a pretty good show. I don't know. I don't know. Lawrence Fishburne really needs to focus on Hannibal. That's my main gripe with that show. Focus on Hannibal. Go be in Hannibal and nothing else.
Don't get distracted.
No, stop it. Stop with the distractions. What else have you seen?
That's it. I have one of my friends has been texting me all night about Parenthood. Apparently has ripped her guts out already. So I've got that to look forward to.
Oh, well, Parenthood. Sorry.
You watch it.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
You look at it every once in a while.
No, I don't.
Ugh, you
nope.
should.
No, I don't.
You should.
Nope.
You need to watch it
you know what
by I, yourself and cry a little bit. It'll make you more human.
No, the Braver Men's are just not for me. They're just not. They're not for me. I mean, I like Coach. He's pretty good. I like Dax Shepard a lot. I just don't know if I like serious Dax Shepard. So, I don't know. It's just not for me.
Okay.
There are many other things that I could watch. So, I'll watch them. Let's see. You'll never guess what I did watch other than the middle this week.
Utopia.
I love how I can just do that whenever I want. And it's gotten pretty good. So I'm just saying, folks.
How has it gotten good, Josh?
I'd it's like just know. A good show.
Like, what are they doing now?
It's just really a crappy good show.
I heard that Red's wife got to visit, and they had quite the origin story.
They did it under the barn. Yeah, they did. One of my favorite movies of all time is The Truman Show, I guess, which is why I like the show. Just the concept that there are cameras on these. I mean, I know there's like Big Brother and all this other stuff, but this has a little different twist on it. I don't know. These people are insane. You could not get me to do that. You couldn't. I hope they make it. Really, like I really hope. I know there's a lot of TV involved in it, and a lot of stuff behind the scenes that you don't see. But I hope these folks make it. I really hope they do. So we'll
this
see.
This is the most sincere I have seen you about anything in a
I'm
very
serious.
Long time.
I'm serious about this.
You love the crap out of this show.
Yes. I want to go to Utopia. Yes, I do. You can do that, I think. And somebody make me go to Utopia. Someone out there within the sound of my voice, send me to Utopia for Utopia yoga or a redneck winemaking class with Red. Or archery with Hex.
That one.
No, seriously. I don't know why I like this show. There's just something about it. It's really crappy TV, and I love really crappy TV.
How many times a week is it coming on? Like
two.
Six? That's just so...
No,
that's
it's...
a commitment.
It's just an hour every time. It's 2 hours a week. Just... I have Dish, so I auto-hop through all the commercials. You can watch it on Fox On Demand on your Apple TV, too, so in bed.
I may watch it while I'm doing something really productive just to cancel
you
it out.
You can do that. That's one of the reasons I like the show, is that you could be like me and be, I'm watching every detail of this show. Or you could just have it on in the background and be like, huh, they're morons, and continue on. Yeah, so.
Speaking of morons, I totally forgot. I had another show that you're going to totally make fun of me for watching, but I'm watching Couples Therapy. Couples Therapy has got Jenna Jameson on it this season. All I need for a reality show is for that hot mess to walk in. And I'm like, okay, I've got this whole season. I'll watch it. I don't know what it is about her, but
she just doesn't do it for me.
She is crazy.
Oh, she is totally crazy.
She is so crazy.
You know, I think that's one of the things that I like about Utopia. Is that these people are insane. That's what makes good TV. Insane people.
It really does.
It does.
And I knew insane she was insane people. Because I follow her on Twitter.
Did I ever tell you that I got like pretty far in the Hell's Kitchen auditions?
No.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I was a regional finalist in Memphis. Yeah.
I had no idea.
T-I-L.
So you're going to let that man call you a donkey and just take it?
Yes, I was. Yes, I am. I'm terrible, Gordon Ramsay. Anyway, and so what I learned through the process of that is that they want you to just be as horrible as you can. That's why they really want crazy folks for all of this stuff. The crazier, the better TV it makes. I mean, and you can see it. I think you could see it stick out the most in Utopia. So I don't know. Jenna James, she's flipping crazy. So
I think Utopia, I think they should like throw, I don't know. They should sponsor. We should sponsor each other. The so full of love.
I think they need to send me to Utopia because I don't know what I would do without technology. That would be great TV. I thought about that while I was watching Utopia the other night.
I don't know what you do either.
Me either.
That bathroom situation is not ideal still either.
They have a bathroom.
I know, but it's not a good one.
Yes, it is. They have built one. It's a real bathroom. They've built one.
Does it flush?
Yes, it's an actual, an actual toilet. Yeah, you could go there.
I'm real worried about that.
No. Utopia is fine. It's fine. It's totally fine. So we want to hear from you over at justicegeeks.com. What did you watch that you like and don't like? New and fall TV, where we were right last week. How do you feel about Gotham? Let us know. We want to hear from you at justicegeeks.com or, as always, on Twitter at justicegeeks. Definitely let us know, and we will continue the conversation there. We're going to pause for just a few seconds while we take a break and remind you about our friends at Stitcher Radio. And before we do, just remember that you have the podcast app on your phone now, very more than likely. Make sure you download and subscribe to us on iTunes. Easy to do. Just look up Just Us Geeks. Boom, there we are. So we'll pause, be right back. You can listen to the Just Us Geeks podcast on Stitcher Radio. Listen to us on your iPhone, Android phone, Kindle Fire, and other devices with Stitcher. Find it free in your app store or at Stitcher.com. When you register, register with the promo code JustUsGeeks. You can also register with Facebook so you can comment about our show right on the app. On demand and on the go, anytime and anywhere, now even without Wi-Fi or a cellular connection, Stitcher Radio, Stitcher.com. This totally sounds like one of those blasts from the past with the Founders things I thought a moment ago. But it's really not. It's not Marty doing anything stupid to Bill Cosby. It's really just the Cosby Show theme. So, Bill Cosby. So, Jamie, the Cosby Show turned 30.
Yeah, kind of hurts a little bit, doesn't it?
Yeah. Oh, my God. The sweater has turned 30. So how do you feel about that?
I was a little shocked. I didn't realize it was that old. But at the same time, it's, you know, worthy of the celebration. It's been getting all over social media this week.
Yeah.
I think it was, September 20th is when it debuted.
You know, good for Cos. I mean, the Cosby Show was so freaking groundbreaking. It's not even funny. You know, it's... it's so odd to go think about that time in the world and in culture and pop culture and to think about how groundbreaking the Cosby Show was. But thank God for Bill Cosby. Seriously. I love Bill Cosby. I really love Bill Cosby. He was a formative part of my growing up as a kid, and the Cosby Show was a huge factor in that.
So since you're an infant, basically the Cosby Show, that's like the beginning of your past with Bill Cosby, right?
I mean, like that's the first thing that I knew of Bill Cosby. But you know, then like his Oscar worthy performances in, you know, like Ghost Dad. I'm just not Ghost Dad.
That was a winner.
Anything but Ghost Dad. You know, I mean, I'm so glad that Bill's still kicking it around and he's still touring. I really wish I'd seen him in May in Tupelo, but you know, I don't know where TV would be without the Cosby Show.
Oh, I don't either. I don't either.
I mean, really.
Especially like the sitcom. Like, he made it so smart.
Yeah.
And
forget about race and all of that for, you know, 2 seconds. the sitcom owes so much to the Cosby Show. Mm-hmm. I mean, because really before you got, what was,
By the way, Glenn Miller played.
Yeah, All in the Family.
You just wanted to sing that. You knew the name of it.
No, I just nailed that impression though. But I mean, really, like, we owe so much of modern television to the Cosby Show. It's not even funny. It was a smart show. There's not anything bad you can say about it.
There's really not. Really. There, and there's not that point where it blatantly jumped a shark.
No.
Also, I love how it incorporated children so well. You know how a lot of times, like a sitcom or a would start lagging and they would bring in another kid. Well, every time they brought in another kid on the Cosby Show, it was awesome. Olivia was one of the best parts of that show.
The Rudy, you're too old, Rudy.
Not cute anymore.
Goodbye, Rudy. I mean, and that's another thing, you know, this is blatantly Bill Cosby's show, but a lot of times it ended up not being at all about him.
Right, right.
Which was great. You know, the themes that the show was built around, you know, really meant that anybody could watch the show, and it still holds up pretty well, I think. And the Cosby Show is one of those that, kind of like Seinfeld, that you don't have to watch them in order. You know, if you just happen to catch one, you can sit down for 30 minutes and really enjoy yourself. I mean, I love the Cosby Show. A lot of TV really should get back to this formula. I think this was a good formula. Modern Family at times kind of like this, but really in the middle is a lot like the Cosby Show in its formulaic style. You should really watch the middle, but it's really hard to imagine that Cosby is turning 30.
So, like, if you could only choose two episodes to show Lucy when she's, like, 10 years old.
Oh, I don't know. That's tough. Oh, that's tough. I don't know. I couldn't.
Yeah.
I couldn't. Like, I would have to probably go back and watch a whole bunch to see. But it's one of those that, it's, you know, just turn the show on and watch. Because you're going to find something in every single episode of The Cosby Show that you identify with, that you can apply towards yourself, and that makes you laugh. It's just, you know, I mean, because this show, in theory, should have been Bill Cosby doing zany things.
Yes.
And that's it. And it wasn't that at all. I think that's why, you know, it ended up being so successful, is because, you know, if you look at the race aspect of it on television at the time, that's what people expected. That's what people expected out of Bill Cosby, although his stand-up was nothing like that. But that's what people expected to see, and they didn't see it, and it blew their mind. I mean, modern television owes so much to the Cosby Show, it's not even funny. And the fact that he kept doing it after his son was murdered blows my mind. I still think about that when I watch it. You know, like, I'll look to see where it was in the timeline of the all that happening. And, you know, like, he and Felicia Rashad were just so perfect together.
Yeah.
They were perfect together. The kids were so great. I just, you know, like, everything about that show was good. I don't know. There's not a thing that I don't like about it.
They showed, like, it was such healthy relationships. Like, if you look at the grandparents and...
Yeah, like, the grandparents, which didn't seem to be that much older than Bill, I always thought was odd. they were always, you know, an active part of their lives. There was positive messages for the kids. I mean, you know, this guy was, you know, he was a doctor that, you know, obviously did a lot of free work. She was a pro bono lawyer. You know, I mean, so many aspects of the show really still, it blows my mind how groundbreaking they were. That it was not ripped right off the air.
Right.
It still blows my mind.
He was so close to those kids too in real life. And he tried to be, I think, a really good example for them.
Yeah.
I think if it was actually set in 2014 and Lisa Bonet lost her mom like she did in the 80s, mm-hmm. and he would have, like, I think he would have the same reaction.
What are you doing, you stupid kid?
The audience, I think, would still be scandalized. Like, yeah. I remember that being so huge. Like, why would you not follow your instructions from Bill Cosby? Like, why would you go, why do you have to rebel?
Yeah. But,
I don't know. She came to her senses.
I always heard he was kind of a jerk, though, in some aspects of that. Like, he was kind of a slave driver in those rehearsals. He wanted them to do everything his way. He wanted that show to be exactly the way it was. And I guess, honestly, because he saw the vision of what it could be, you know, I mean, mm-hmm. you cannot take anything at all from Bill Cosby's stand-up career, because he is one of the greatest of all time. And he's still doing it. And he's still working his tail off night in and night out now. I mean, he doesn't have to, but he's still doing it. And he's still just as funny now as he was 40 years ago to me. So, you know, I mean, I understand stand-up comedians are, man, about to go all Chris Hardwick here. Stand-up comedians are such a different breed of folks, you know, that they rely on repetition. They rely on, you know, getting it right over and over and over and over to make things work. So I've always assumed that's why people are like, he's so mean during that. But I don't think you ever have heard Malcolm Jamal Warner say one cross thing about him. So I the whole story behind the Cosby Show and every aspect of it is just really, really incredible. Bill Cosby is one of those that I wish would always be around.
Yeah.
You know, like, he always will be in some aspect. He's kind of like Robin Williams in a way. He's a lot more opinionated, but, you know, I don't know if that I can imagine my world without Bill Cosby. That's why I think it's so great that these are timeless.
Yes.
These episodes are timeless, because in 20 years, when the cause is gone, these will still be just as good then as they are now. Yeah, they'll look dated. His sweaters probably won't, because they've never really changed. But, you know, it's still going to be the exact same Cosby Show. It's really, really good. If you've not ever really gotten into it, man, you really ought to, because it's the bomb. Do you have a favorite episode? It's so hard to say. This is my favorite episode of the Cosby Show.
Oh, wow. I'd have to say it's probably a tie between the one where Theo gets the earring and then...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the one where Rudy's goldfish Lamont dies and they have that funeral.
Lamont.
And Bill's taking it so serious, or Cliff is taking it so seriously, and Rudy's just kind of like, you know, I'm over it.
It's but see, fish. Like, I always watched that show and thought, man, he was like the best dad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, and you're looking at it from the perspective of, this is Bill Cosby. You know, this is dad is great. Give me the chocolate cake,
yep.
Bill Cosby. But really, like, he just nails it for men, period. And I can say that because I'm in that situation now, you know. As a kid growing up watching Bill Cosby, watching how he interacted with the people on his show as characters on the Cosby Show, and then to read his books and to be a fan of his comedy, he just totally nails how a man should treat their children,
mm-hmm.
and how he could be. And he's just so freaking amazing. You know, I mean, that's why when Bill Cosby talks, people do listen.
Yeah.
Really. And he gave Jimmy Fallon a piggyback ride. So there you go. I really wish that when he was on The Tonight Show last, that he had like done something fun with the Roots, but he didn't do it. I need to get him back on there and do it. Yeah, so
maybe next time.
Anyway, we want to hear from you. Tell us how much you love Bill Cosby. We'll tweet at Bill Cosby. He tweeted at us before. Use hashtag Kodak Film. Because it's just funny. At Twitter, at Justice Geeks. We want to know how much you love Bill Cosby and The Cosby Show. Happy 30th birthday, The Cosby Show. Zip-bop-a-dee-doo. Now it's time for That's My Jam. What is your jam of the week this week, Miss Jamie?
My jam of the week is the latest She-Hulk run by Charles Soule, and the art is by Javier Polito. I didn't know anything about She-Hulk, and the cover art intrigued me, and I picked up the first one, and now I've got to have a subscription. I'm totally hooked. It's great. I love it. And the author is also writing The Death of Wolverine that just started a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I wonder how long that's going to last.
About 6 issues, I think.
They'll need more cash. My jam of the week, it's really hard to have a jam of the week when all you're doing is rehearsing a play over and over and over and over and over and over and over. My jam of the week is baseball. Let me just give this to you. Huge fan of the St. Louis Cardinals. Love the Cardinals. Loved them all my life. Derek Jeter played his last game in Yankee Stadium tonight. Probably one of the greatest baseball players of all time. And then on top of that, Bryan Cranston did this great commercial for the American League playoff series on TBS, where he spoofs doing a one-man Broadway show about baseball. And it's just hilariously great. I love Bryan Cranston and baseball. So baseball wins this week. And not that darned play. Although, I can't get it out of my brain.
It's like it's sucking the life out of you, Stane.
It is. It really is. You have no idea. Oh, my gosh. I'm ready for it to be over. I'm so ready for it to be over. Although, I do drink lots of booze in this play.
Oh, okay.
Literal booze.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. My guy, like, kind of has a drink in his hand. And so, tonight even, I was like, well, I'm taking the bourbon. Time to kick it up a notch.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. I'll keep that in mind when we come see
you. Oh,
that.
Yes, you will. Yeah, and there's this part in the second act where he's kind of distraught, and there's a bottle of champagne that someone's brought in, and he's supposed to just kind of drink out of it because he's distraught. Well, it looked when I picked it up tonight that it looked half full at first glance. So I just picked it up and turned it up, and it was just opened. And warm. Yeah. Gross. And it all came all over my face and on my glasses. It was like, poof. It was amazing. Just kind of stood there dripping with champagne. Anywho, what's your app of the week this week?
My app of the week is called Yukioki. Yukioke.
Nope, doesn't sound real.
Yeah, well, it's a real app, and I play the ukulele, which is a real instrument.
Hey, it's great that you do that. Some folks do that and some folks don't.
Well, you know, pick it up, put it down, pick it back up a little while later. Still, you know, still play on it. But anyway, this is like, I really like to play pop music with only a few chords. And Yukioki does just that. It's got like tons and tons of different songs. I've got a big catalog and everything is in 4 chords, and it has a little like... It walks you through it. It's super. It makes it super easy. It makes it something easy even easier, and I like that.
You hear that, Emily? Real easy stuff there. Pick it up.
And the pop music, Emily. That's what I want her to play. I want to have like a.
I'm just saying.
Ukulele
there's
duo.
There's this thing in her closet called a ukulele that needs to come out and visit because I purchased it.
She's a busy lady. She'll get to it.
She's stage managing my show.
Really?
Yep.
Well, then she doesn't have time to play the ukulele.
No, not now, but later. She's had time. She yells at me a lot because I keep missing lines.
Oh, I bet she enjoys that.
Yeah, she doesn't. I can tell. Because I'll get all hung up in line. I noticed tonight I'd said it about 5 times in a row, and she just... And she's not my wife in the show, so it's hard to be less frustrated. So my app of the week is not a play or anything about theater. My app of the week is a recommendation from one Martimus Prime, Skyforce. Fly through the air, shoot things in a little plane, upgrade your weapons. It's just fun. It's mind-numbingly fun. It's free. Do it. Just get it. It's a good time waster. So
what's it called again?
Skyforce. The graphics are really sweet on it. I mean, it's a really, really good looking app. And it plays really well too, so it's definitely worth picking up for freeze.
I like free.
Yeah, free's totally good. Boy, that part of that with the week music got a little crazy there. That's fine. That's what it does. All right. Well, that'll about do it for episode 131 of the Just Us Geeks podcast. Make sure you keep checking out the website. I mean, for serious, we got some really good stuff over there, and you've been doing a good job of that already, so keep doing that. And, you know, if you want to make suggestions to us, you want to write for the site, just hit us up on Twitter at Just Us Geeks. Let us know. Or you can send us an email at getgeeky, GETGEEKY, getgeeky at justusgeeks.com. And we'll do stuff there. Comic reviews, tech reviews, pop culture stuff. Do you have a desire to write BuzzFeed lists? I mean, anything. Tell us and we'll talk to you about being a featured writer over there. We're super fortunate that we have some awesome people that write for us.
We really do.
I mean, I cannot sing their praises enough. So definitely check out their stuff over at the website. Yeah, that'll do it. That was episode 131. Make sure you keep checking out justusgeeks.com for your daily dose of everything geek, from tech to Transformers, TV, music, video games, and more. You can find it all plushily over at justusgeeks.com. I wish they'd come back.
Why did you pick this song? Just out of curiosity.
I love Stone Temple Pilots. And it's a good end song.
Yeah.
And I heard it earlier in the week. I was like, 90s on 9. It's just good for me. So good.
I wonder if he straightened himself out.
Probably not. I wish they'd come back. I wish they would come back, not their iterations of Stone Temple Pilots. It might be time for another music episode. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. We said we were going to do the 80s or something.
Yeah, we should do the 80s. At one point in time, I kicked around doing a boy band episode because that would be hilarious.
Shut up. That would be funny.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I can make fun of them all day, but they're so freaking good. Did he say smell her there? I think he does.
I think some of these lyrics are questionable, yeah.
Yeah. Which is a good reminder that if you've never checked out, like, the Shreds videos on YouTube, do that. Type in Creed Shreds. Creed, as in Scott Stapp's band, Creed Shreds. It's the funniest crap you will ever see. You're doing it now, aren't you?
No.
Okay.
You lost me at Creed.
No. It makes fun of Creed.
Oh, okay. Well, for that.
Yeah. It's, oh.
What about Hoobastank? I hate them too.
No, that's a stupid name. But, like, the videos are pretty much, like, it's a video of, like, them at a concert or one of their music videos. And it's, like, bad renditions of them playing and funny lyrics. It's great.
Yeah, that looks promising.
Yeah, it's very promising. All the Creed ones are funny. The Dern Gov turned me on to it. Dern you, Gov. Yeah, that's definitely smell.
Yeah. They played this on MTV back when MTV showed videos.
Hmm.
A lot. They played this a lot.
I don't know if there's a Shreds of this or not. I don't know. Probably not.